Macy Berg grew up learning music from and playing music with her father. She's taken that early interest in music and combined it with another passion, graphic art. Her combined loves of music and design are represented in Soundscape Studio. She produces works of art that use the keys and lengths of musical notes to create visual representations of songs. For example, Jeff Buckley's version of Hallelujah is a canvas of squares and rectangles of magenta, gray, and other colors. The pieces work on their own as design, but also as a complement to each song. Recently, Macy Berg came to the Anthony and Susan Hoy News Studio to talk with Ozarks at Large's Kyle Kelms about her art. She says each piece begins with a code.
So they're graphic representations of music scores, and each different color represents a different note, and then the length of the shape is the length of the note, and so it reads essentially just like a piano score, but it's just in full color with, shapes.
So how did you come up with this methodology?
I had a childhood background in music, and then I'm a graphic designer full-time, and so I just kind of put the two ideas together and wanted to visualize music.
Let's look at this one that you have here on the top. It's a visualization of Only God Knows, the Beach Boys classic.
Yes.
On the top, we have a row of squares of the same size, slightly different shades of magenta, pink, and light blue. So what's happening there?
So those are chords. And the top line is the melody, and the bottom line is the bass. And so you can just kind of track the song visually.
Do you know before you translate a song into this art what it might look like, or does it reveal itself as a surprise?
Most of them are a surprise, but at this point I have some idea of the main color that's going to be in the song because of the key that I have back here. For example, like red is F, and so if it's in the key of F major, then I know that the song will be primarily red, but the rhythm is always sort of a surprise.
And the white space in between?
Yes, those are rests, and some of them have a lot of the negative space of the rest, and some of them have hardly any, and so I think that's a really interesting quality that's also unpredictable.
Now, this representation of Welcome Home by Coheed Cambria, a lot of little rectangles there.
Yeah, it's interesting because you can almost tell the difference between the genres because the Coheed and Cambria song obviously is a hard rock song, and so the really short rectangles represent strumming and just the nature of that genre.
How do you pick the songs that you'll turn into this art?
I haven't dictated a lot of them myself. I think it's really interesting to just let other people request specific songs, so then I end up with sort of a collective consciousness of music.
I would really like to see, a Stephen Reich or Philip Glass, one of these repetitive, what that would look like.
Yeah, absolutely. That would be really, really interesting.
How long does it take? Let's say it's a song you've never heard that I request that you do this. What's the process that you have to do?
So it takes me about 5 hours because I manually transpose the song note by note, and it's very meticulous, but I really enjoy it for some reason.
Does it work for hip-hop or rap?
I haven't tried that yet because a lot of that would be challenging because the melody is more like monotonous, you know, mm-hmm. they don't change pitch very often, but I've been thinking of doing just a completely rhythm-based soundscape and just showing the voice versus the bass and doing it all in black and white.
Oh, that's fun. How do you do it? Do you have an easel?
I do it in Adobe Illustrator on my computer, and I actually developed a font that corresponds with each letter of the musical alphabet, and so I just kind of type it out and have made this modular system. It just occurred to me to do it that way since I'm a graphic designer by nature. It just, I don't know, they seem really similar to me, the way it's laid out.
If someone does read music and they become familiar with your work, would they be able, without the title, do you think, to tell what song it might be?
I think that they would be able to have some idea. I have done a test with a musician before, and they were able to pick it out with the key and without the title. So,
do you see color now while you hear a song?
I don't, but I've had a lot of people ask that question, like if I have synesthesia. I'm really interested in the concept. I don't personally have it, but I actually have posted a lot of these online and have had people with synesthesia comment and say that this concept really resonates with them.
How many songs have you transcribed and created into this art?
About 75 at this point.
And people request commission?
Yes. And I'm trying to actually put all of them into a book right now. So I've realized that the one-off songs are really fun and people enjoy seeing their favorite song visualized. But what's more interesting is just the system as a whole. And so, yeah, so I want to put them all into a book and kind of write about music theory and explain the system so that people can see all of it together.
All right, so you were seven. You were being taught music from your father. Has your father been able to see this?
Yes, he's really intrigued by it, because I don't know, he helped me figure out the concept of being able to transpose the songs into different keys to accommodate different color requests. Like if someone says, oh, I would love this song but I want it to be purple, then I know based on my color palette to transpose it into the key of G, and then I can make that happen. So
have you done this yet for anyone who it's a song they've written?
No, but I would love to do that. All I would need is the transcription of the sheet music, and then I could be able to do that.
All right. Wholly unfair question to pop on you. You have a favorite ever song?
I have a few. Claire de Lune is one of my favorites, and also Over the Rainbow is my absolute favorite for a few reasons. I think it's really visually pleasing. It's really well balanced. The main color is turquoise, which is because it's in the key of C. Turquoise is my favorite color, and then The Wizard of Oz was also my favorite childhood movie, so it all works together. I love that one.
Skies are blue, and the dreams that you dare to dream really do come true.
What else should we know? What have I forgotten to ask?
What is the hardest one that I've ever
done? Yes, that's a great question. See, what is the hardest one you've ever done?
The most difficult was by far one by Edward Elgar in his Enigma Variations, the Nimrod song. It was commissioned by a piano teacher, and it was really challenging because most songs have just a few chords in the bass line and then maybe a single note for the melody, and it's pretty straightforward. But this song had three notes in the bass and three notes in the melody, creating chords for every single beat. And so it's just, it looks insane. It took a really long time.
Do you listen to music when you're creating this art?
No, because it's really distracting, actually. I listen to segments of just the song that I'm working on, I can't leisurely listen to anything else because it's really intentional.
Do you still play?
I do, yeah. I've actually been taking classes at the community music school, and I've gotten involved in their adult jazz program, which is really interesting, actually, because we're learning music by ear, and so it's kind of an interesting dynamic to be working on that personally, but then my work is completely visual.
Thanks so much for coming in.
Yeah, thank you.
Appreciate it.
Macy Burr spoke with Ozarks at Large's Kyle Kellums earlier this spring. You can find out more about and see examples of her art at soundscapeart.com.